Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Remember, the show will be on the road coming up July 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. More details on that as we get closer to SEC Media Days, the 18th through the 21st. A couple of milestones this week. We're 103 days from the start of college football from week zero. So we'll hit that 100-day milestone this week. But we'll also hit our 200th show this week.
Yeah, I think that's Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday. They may be exactly at the same time.
Oh, what a day that'll be.
Have you guys figured out where I'm going?
No.
I put Brown and Lunsford on the point there.
Whatever.
They don't talk to me about that kind of stuff. Also, Lance coming up soon, paying off his bracket challenge, being sent somewhere in America. My bookie anywhere in America right now can hook you up to a great bet.
They certainly can. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities than my bookie. Use code NEXTRAIL when you get started. Deposit $300. Play with $200 instantly at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. Sign up today. Use the promo code NEXTRAIL. Secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they meet you halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag and the code NEXTRAIL.
Don't use your bookie. Use MyBookie.
Josh Pate joins us now. Late Kick Josh 24/7 at Late Kick Josh on Twitter. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. What's up, Josh Pate? How are you?
200 shows? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah. You did hear that, 200? Yeah. 200. Yeah. Did you bet against us?
I don't want to answer that. What I do want to tell you is I walked in the office like a month ago, and one of our producers said, "What are you doing for tonight's special occasion?" I said, "It's Sunday. It's Thursday." I didn't even know what the special occasion was. And they told me it was our 250th show. Now, I don't do every day like y'all. I can't pull that off. I just do two or three nights a week. I was unaware of what my birthday was last year and our 250th show, so we got some balloons. I don't know what you guys plan on doing, but I just got a few balloons
now. Well, since Jim just now mentioned it, and I was unaware of it, Lance was unaware of it, I'm assuming Rockstar was unaware of it, I'm saying we got no plans right now.
No, Lance is the one that told me. He keeps that running total.
Okay, so Lance is planning this, Josh. Yeah. That's what's happening here. Lance is planning this.
I am not, just for the record.
So club lighting and...
Jordan Addison, do you get the feeling, nice transition here, do you get the feeling it's a done deal to USC?
I felt that way the whole time. Let me obviously caveat all this stuff so I don't get caught in legalese. I don't know that for sure, but I have felt like this was going to play out about like the Caleb Williams saga. You know how rarely I use that word, but I've always felt like he was going to end up there. Still think he's going to end up there. We've seen bigger swerves throughout the lineage of the transfer portal. But yeah, I think he's going to end up there. And that will be, I want to say either, I think it's their 17th or 18th pickup out of the portal. Think about telling your 1995 or even 2005 version of yourself that new coaches are going to come in and you're going to get a signing class. Like, you know, you can sign the true freshman the classical way, but then you can also go to what is called the transfer portal in the future. And you can just overturn your entire roster. USC and Texas have overturned something like 40% of their rosters. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I meant to say this last night. I'm going to use it on your show instead.
Okay, What's going to happen? Give me a pause here. It's an easier edit for Forrester to send this out later. Give me a three count and then do it. It'll just be an easy edit. Go.
All right, here we go. Now we're live. Everyone live, just ignore this. 3, 2. That's a great point. All of you guys just made great points. And I'll tell you what I think is about to happen is maybe it's LSU, maybe it's USC, maybe it's Florida, but one of these new coaches is going to leverage the portal into, boom, like an immediate double-digit win season. And from that point through the rest of eternity, every fan base that gets a new coaching staff in is going to point to that one data point in history and say, well, if they did it, why can't we do it? Why are you telling us we have to rebuild? They didn't have to rebuild. So I expect that's going to happen. Could it be USC this year? Maybe, but eventually that's going to happen, and it's going to ruin it for every new hire from now until forever.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Forrester,
well
there you
done,
go.
Josh.
Forrester's getting out of here maybe right after the show now. Doesn't have to stay late to edit. Josh Pate is with us. And I want to ask you, though, if I'm one of those guys that goes, all right, obviously he's going to USC for money, right? Because if he was just trying to improve his draft stock or win a championship or any of that, he'd go with his buddy Bryce Young to Tuscaloosa. They're not going to give him as much NIL money as USC is in Tuscaloosa. So I'm choosing USC because of money. And am I wrong being that guy saying he's making a financial choice, not a choice to win a championship or improve his draft stock?
Well, I mean, yeah, it would be a little short-sighted, dare I say ignorant, to ignore that fact. Yeah, that's in there. But look, if I'm Lincoln Riley, okay, let's say I'm taking that route, I can also go to Jordan Addison and I can say, look, we're not running a soup kitchen. Like, look at my track record at Oklahoma. I mean, you're not coming out. It can be a 40-year decision here, too. It doesn't just have to be a four-month cash a couple of checks sort of decision, because I put X, X, Y, Y, and Z into the NFL just like the guys there in Tuscaloosa. You can't go wrong going to Alabama, but I'm telling you right now, we are going to establish something out here. I'm just recruiting for USC now. We're going to establish something out here. You get some money in your pocket in the process. You get to create your own brand instead of just being part of an already established brand. Now, I got to admit, that pitch would not work on me because I want to go to the place where I'm most sure to win and I'm most sure to get developed. But I don't think that they have to take a back seat in the whole developmental aspect of it, because they've got a good enough track record coming from Oklahoma.
Josh Pate with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. At Late Kick Josh, watch him at 24/7 Sports. The Vegas odds say USC is the favorite to win the Pac-12. Do you agree with that? And if not, would Jordan Addison change that for you?
No, I don't agree with that. They can do all of the transfer portal work they want, but Lincoln Riley's been really open about this. So I could just, if I had his statements prepared in front of me, I could just read quotes from him. They know what they inherited. And I think there's been kind of a misnomer about USC that they're just loaded with top five classes and whoever comes in there is just basically inheriting a Lamborghini. You just got to change a couple of hubcaps on it. Well, that's not quite the case. I don't think USC's roster was nearly as loaded as people kind of perceive them to be. So he knew as soon as he got there, especially in the line of scrimmage, they have a complete overhaul to do. There are holes at all three levels of their defense. So also got quarterback in there. So they've done a lot to rectify that, but they're putting a whole lot of band-aids on the side of a leaky water tower. Maybe that works in year one, maybe it doesn't, but no, I look at Utah and I look at what they did last year. And I'm not always a believer in year over year transition of results. And I'm not saying Utah's taking last year and they're getting to transfer it to this year. A lot of those pieces return, but also they were left for dead last year. They come all the way back. They win the Pac-12 championship, and there's such an air of unfinished business around that program. One of the most veteran coaching staffs in all of college football with Kyle Whittingham there. And, I mean, I don't know how – I understand why they're the betting favorite, because I understand how betting markets work. But if this were just apples to apples and you didn't have to factor in the betting market, there's no prayer that you would list USC as a betting favorite or as an odds-on favorite above Utah. Utah is the cream of the crop until proven otherwise in the Pac-12 South.
With that said, who gets back to a college football playoff first, any Pac-12 team or Clemson?
How long reasonably could I give you dead air here before it's just too ridiculous?
No, see, that was really good there because you were looking up and doing your eyes back and forth. That's a great edit for Forrester for an emoji for us later on. It can be a GIF even. I mean, it's fantastic. Or a GIF, depending on what part of the country you're watching us.
Brown, do you want to tell them how I responded to you when you asked if I could do Zoom today?
Where they get Jeff? Jim's got in my head now. What is it, Rockstar? Jeff?
Jeff, like the peanut
God,
butter.
We've never sounded older. Jeff. He responded with a Jeff.
I was him. Correct.
You were to begin with, yes, but you doubted yourself.
What was the Jeff of, though?
It was. So there's two things I know about Josh. He is a train enthusiast and he is a tornado chaser. Storm chaser, I think, is the proper
word. Is Beat Virginia their best song?
The other kind of trade. Yes, the actual trade, Rockstar. You like to ride trains, and you ride like a hobo, you know, outside on the back of a car.
Well, I mean, I wear the same shirt every night. Does it shock you I live hobo lifestyles?
No,
would it
really
shock you that I exhibit hobo tendencies elsewhere in my life?
Where does this go back to?
I've never ridden a train, and I've got to do one. I've got to ride a train in the next couple of weeks.
Part of his bracket payoff.
So I need some advice.
Look, this is not that upper crust sweater vest Amtrak crowd.
No.
This is hopping, okay? This is illegal activity. That's why I can't get too deeper into it. Anyway, like 5 minutes ago, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what it was.
Wait. So you hop trains.
He's a train hopper.
Will you prove to me that you have two legs still? I mean, isn't that very dangerous in the lower limbs? That you could lose a leg jumping on a train, can't
you? I think I'd rather hop a train than chase a storm, though.
Yeah, I want to get to the storm chasing.
Both are predictable if you have the right apps on your phone.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I don't know what we were talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I'll reset it. I'll reset it for you. Back to a college football playoff first. Any Pac-12 team or Clemson?
Mm-hmm. I will go Clemson. I don't have a lot of confidence in this answer. That's why I paused for like 3 minutes. I would go Clemson only because I cannot forget what they did up until last year. And then if your 10-win season's the down year, that means you're in a different level than everyone else. That means you're a tier one program and you've got first world problems. But the reason I speak so hesitantly is because the stuff that went wrong for them last year in the ACC that got them to a 10-win season and no more, I don't know if they've been rectified. In fact, I could make the argument that maybe there are more question marks about Clemson. They lacked explosivity at the receiver position last year. I don't know that they changed that. They lacked accuracy at the quarterback position. I don't know that they changed that. Like, DJ lost a ton of weight. I don't know how that translates to his accuracy. I don't know how that makes them more explosive at the receiver position. Replacing both coordinators that were just staples, especially Brent Venables, of that multi-year national championship run, there is so much that has to be proven by Dabo Swinney right now, which is just ludicrous to say because he's a multi-time national championship winning head coach. It's not like he was a coordinator and now he has to prove himself as a head coach. But yet, so much about his philosophy, so much about growing and promoting from within and developing from within, way more so than everyone else does. It's kind of on trial this year, is it not? And so I look at him and I still see them as, I think, the fourth best odds right now to make the playoff. And no one else in the Pac-12 is like that. But yet you're giving me a whole conference out there. I go Clemson to this answer, but it's very slight, very slight.
Listen, I know it's all public relations and it doesn't really matter. But coming out of the ACC meetings, boy, those coaches looked a little weak and like they were crying over spilled milk. This part of the show, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Next, zero carbs, 80 calories. You can go check that out by the pool, lake, or beach this weekend. But at the ACC meetings, Josh, you had, I think it was Norvell, Narduzzi has talked about it, Satterfield has talked about it, tampering. Alabama lost players. Oklahoma, my God, they lost a roster to USC. Texas, USC, it's part of where football is now. Players in the portal moving and changing places. Tampering has gone on for forever, even when you had to sit out back in the day. Do you think the ACC is doing itself a favor by having these coaches comment about tampering, or does it make them look weak and like they're ripe for the picking?
I don't particularly mind it. They're saying publicly what a lot of coaches are saying privately, but as much noise as came out of ACC spring meeting week, I paid more attention to what Kirby Smart and Nick Saban said, and they were on a golf course, I think. So I think that got as much attention. I think it should have. I dedicated a lot of time last night talking about what Kirby said with, I think, Feinbaum. And he said, paraphrasing, what's happening a lot is not so much tampering in the classical sense as it is kids are reaching out to us. And that echoes the feedback I've gotten from several major programs. Georgia's one of them. Bama's another one. Ohio State's another one. Of the fact that daily, those staffers and support staffers, up to and including position coaches and coordinators and head coaches, they're hearing from players on other rosters. I think it would shake people a little bit to know how many major players on perhaps your roster even are reaching out to those major programs and asking, do you have a spot for me? That's not tampering. That's the inverse of tampering. I'm not saying it doesn't go on. I'm not naive. I understand what the lay of the land is right now. But I think the face of tampering, the biggest fear that a lot of fans have with tampering is it's the major programs going and just pillaging and plundering through all the second, third tier rosters out there. And that's not the case. The actual fact is the Georgias or Alabamas of the world are actually more prone to being victimized by tampering. I know no one's going to shed a tear for them. I'm not trying to draw sympathy for them, but I think a lot of folks are painting this as a doom and gloom scenario because they think one thing's happening. And I just don't think it's happening quite the way it's being presented. I think tampering is the perpetrators of tampering, shall I say, are probably a lot more the teams that float in the 5 to 8 win range than the ones that you're terrified of sitting there in the national championship picture every year.
Who gets to an SEC championship game first, Jimbo Fisher or Brian Kelly?
Jimbo Fisher. He's just further ahead in a program building process. And so I don't doubt Brian Kelly. Now, it sounds like I'm fence riding it. I'm just trying to tell you, I believe in Brian Kelly. I'm not one of these, he's not a good fit at LSU kind of folks, but Jimbo Fisher, let me put it this way. It is hard to recruit like they are, and they are going to continue to do and not eventually get a shot because he's not unproven. He's won a national championship before. Dude knows football. He's got a very, very good staff out there. And also, I don't know when this is going to happen. Maybe you guys have more insight than I do on this. But eventually, sounds like there is coming a time where he's not going to have to play Alabama every single year, and he's not going to have to play Arkansas and LSU every single year. So it may be that the schedule also turns the way of Jimbo Fisher in the not-too-distant future. I have to go with them because they're in the same division. They play each other heads up every year, and Jimbo's further along in his program development than Brian Kelly. I believe in both guys, though.
Thank God it has been a very inactive storm spotting season, at least here in Alabama. But do you describe yourself as a professional storm chaser? Would you be an amateur storm chaser?
Look, when you're a professional, you have to pay taxes. You know that, Brown. So I'm an amateur everything as far as the government is concerned.
How terrible is the movie Twister?
Hold on now. Listen, I know you don't have enough time for us to have this conversation.
No, we got all the time in the world. We own it. We own the time.
Okay, so it's a good point you just made there. So I think that the American Cinematic Society has done a grave injustice to the movie Twister because I think it glorifies the worst scene in the movie. The cow, for example.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Forrest Gump. If you've seen Forrest Gump, which most of us have, and you hear someone say the life is like a box of chocolates quotes or the run, Forrest, run, that makes it sound like it's just a movie of foolishness. And it's not. It's a great movie. Twister is a great movie. If it holds up scientifically, if it doesn't hold up scientifically, I don't really care. It's a movie for a reason. They didn't show it in a documentary format. They showed it in a silver screen format. I think it's great. And what it does, and I was just out in Oklahoma 2 weeks ago doing what they were doing in that very state, it perfectly encapsulates the culture of storm chasing. They could not have nailed that any better if they would have just mounted cameras to storm chasing cars. So that part of Twister they nailed. I love Twister. I swear by it. But I can do without the cow scene.
What he just told us, very realistic portrayal of what storm chasing is like. We never would have known that.
Yeah, and I would tell you, I think you were painting him, though, as an amateur. You were trying to do that like he was Penny Lane, Kate Hudson from Almost Famous. Like he was following the storm chasers around. He's a real legit storm chaser.
Sure.
He's a rock star.
I didn't doubt that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want you to paint him like he was a storm chasing groupie or something.
I didn't know what I was asking. Is this a hobby for you, Josh, or if is it something that you're, you know, looking to make a living in? I don't know. I mean, you do great with what you're doing.
Part of the reason I got into this profession is because I love college football. But I'm not going to lie to you. The other part is because I knew it would give me flexibility in the spring to where I could go storm chasing, because those are my number one and number two passions. And no lie, I got to give the folks at CBS a lot of credit. They don't ask questions. If I just disappear for 3 or 4 days at a time in the spring, as long as I'm getting my work done, they don't ask questions. I'm not going to go as far as to say they totally endorse my behavior, but they don't ask questions about it. And that is probably it's probably the most fun recreational thing that I think you can do. Now, you have to be kind of crazy to do it, obviously. But if you have that kind of crazy about you and like you're fascinated by the majesty and the terror of atmospheric science, then it's really fun. Go in a group. Don't go alone. But if you can go in a group where you don't have to drive, it's really fun.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think 3 people died a couple of weeks ago storm chasing. Have you been in a dicey situation yourself?
Well, yeah, actually, I was out there when they passed away. Those were students from Oklahoma, and it was a terrible situation. There is something in the storm chasing community called convergence, which is just when hundreds of cars are doing the same thing you are. And a lot of times you're not on, you know, LA expressway, eight lane each way interstates. You're on dirt roads, you're on single double line roads and in the middle of the country. And you can't maneuver on a dime if you need to. And that's what happens a lot of times out there. That's why you need to know what you're doing. And I know I'm sitting here telling you I'm an amateur doing it, but you really need to be responsible and know what you're doing out there. You have to truly, it's like a head on a swivel in football. You truly have to have your head on a swivel, or you're Aaron Murray with Quentin Dial in the 2012 SEC Championship game. Oh, just like that.
Yeah.
And nobody, everyone's saying it's weird seeing Josh in a colored T-shirt today, not a white T-shirt. It is.
He does that for our show.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It's like we're at the Met all of a sudden.
No, I really feel like I'm going to apply for a loan any moment. That's how dressed up I am.
Well, you have come to the wrong spot. Josh Pate with us at Late Kick Josh is where you follow him on Twitter, watch him on 24/7. As always, Josh, thank you for the time. Have a great week.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy, take care. Josh with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
It is a terrible movie, by the way.
We should point out to him, though, that we wouldn't ask any questions in the springtime either. If he was working at Double Down Media, we'd let him
chase all the storms he wants.
Eric on Twitter saying, oh, my God, did he ever stand up? Was that one of Dunaway's most awkward moments? Does Josh really have two legs, or did he lose one in a train?
Lieutenant Diet.
Or titanium. That's what they use in a spaceship for us.
One of my favorites is your Lieutenant Dan in Forrest. I love that. What's he say to him when he sees him?
You ain't got no legs.
You ain't got no legs.
That's my boat.
How bitter is Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, when he was challenging the storm, he was challenging God, man. Is that all you got?
Had a bottle of liquor in his hand, didn't he?
Happy birthday to our friend C. Stu, owner of Gutter Cap. He had a birthday this past weekend. Awesome time. LT got a chance to celebrate with him. We always send our best wishes to him. And he loves to help you folks out with the gutters that can help you never clean that gutter again.
Yeah, Gutter Cap is a patented aluminum cover system. It fits over most existing gutters. It will keep debris out, eliminate gutter cleaning forever. It is back with a lifetime warranty. And right now, for the next round, viewers and listeners, 45% off the retail price. Call Chris Stewart, 205-823-2212. That's 205-823-2212. Or online, guttercapbirmingham.com. Cap it, don't snap it. It's Gutter Cap.
He said what over in the chat room? Says, LT, did you keep a running total of how many shows we did at Jocks back in the day? I'm interested to know, too.
I believe that number was loosely calculated during our departure for legal reasons, if I'm not mistaken, but I can't remember the number we came up with.
Yeah, I don't. And what sucks is I've got four journals and I'm missing one.
Yeah.
So about 3 years of our shows I can't find.
See, there's another whole segment, the missing journal. I wonder, this documentary we're doing, Brown and I have two different philosophies of doing it. Maybe one of us will put it on Netflix and the other will put it on Amazon, and we'll see which does better. All right. Always good catching up with Josh Pate. Love talking to that guy when it comes to college football. When we come back, Rockstar's viewing menu and a lot more right here on TNR.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Vulcan Tire and Automotive is hiring. If you want to take advantage of joining in with a local growing company in the automotive service industry, this is the opportunity for you. Hiring oil and tire technicians and more experienced mechanics. If you've got the talent and the desire, there is a spot for you at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Stop by one of their four locations and the manager on site can walk you through the pay scale, great benefits, and flexible work schedule. Get paid to build your future in the industry. Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're a mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids a-drinking charged-up raspberry lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat-out not believed you.
Yep.
Ah, it does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm gonna make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
At ERA King Real Estate, they're empowered by technology and driven by community. They have the most extensive training and the most innovative tools in the business. And they've now opened their 10th office location in Central Alabama. To find your agent in your neighborhood, text the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620. That's MOVE to 35620. In this crazy market, depend on a neighborhood friend. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Support the show and grab some great t-shirts and hoodies right now in the Next Round store. Buy the Alabama State map shirts in your team's favorite colors, the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest, or Next Round flag shirts are also online now. Just go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store. The traditional Next Round logo shirts are there too. Buy them for yourself, or they make a great gift for someone else. And let us know what you'd like to see in the store coming up. Nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So why is it important for you guys to produce a better and more unique experience for the buyer here at EAW?
Well, it's important because word of mouth goes a long way. Everyone is quick to put up a Google review, and it's all about taking care of the customer to get that 5-star rating in return.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, EAWCars.net.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizer. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 281-19 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Back with you on the Next Round. You can always get Josh in any of our interviews podcasted at nextroundlive.com, nextroundlive.com, and see it on our YouTube channel. You watch us every day on YouTube, on Twitch, Facebook, Twitter. We appreciate that so much. Also, the audio version live on our Next Round app on TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. So thanks for being with us on all of our platforms today. And there's a couple more I didn't get to. But wherever you find us, thank you for finding us live on this Monday. What is this, May 16th?
That is correct, Jim.
May 16th, moving right along, 103 days away from the start of college football season. We'll get there quickly. We talked a little bit to Josh about Jordan Addison, who visited Texas last week and USC this past weekend. Nothing official yet for him, but we will see where he ends up going. Matt Landers was a one-time Georgia receiver who went for 1 year at Toledo, had 5 touchdowns and 514 yards receiving last year. Landers picked Arkansas over the weekend, so now he's joining an Arkansas team that also has been very active in the portal as well. I guess everyone's active in the portal, right? You have a lot of people leaving, a lot of people coming.
If you're not, you're either losing or changing jobs.
I still think we doubt Sam Pittman as well as he's done in his first 2 years. When you start to look at the schedule, I mean, what's the expectation for Arkansas this year?
I think people are expecting... I think Arkansas people think they are the second best team in the West, and they'll take a shot at doing what A&M did to Alabama last year.
I will tell you, man, if Arkansas finishes second in the West, that would be a hell of a job there.
Oh, I would agree 100% with you.
And if I'm a Texas A&M fan, I'm not happy at all.
I would double agree with you on that one. I think if Sam Pittman gets 8 wins, I think he's done a really good job. I know it's a step backwards after the way they finished last year, but you just got to be realistic about this.
Yeah, I'm more where you are, actually a little lower. I think Arkansas will be the big talking point all summer long. High expectations.
I agree.
And I am not bullish on them. What's the other side of bullish?
That'd be bearish.
I am bearish on Arkansas.
Yeah.
Bearish on Arkansas. I think I finally figured out why it's bullish and bearish. I finally looked it up a couple of years ago. A bull attacks rising. So that's why you're bullish on rising stocks.
Right.
And a bear, it swats down when attacking.
Right.
So that's why you're bearish. Stocks are going down.
It could be a disaster by October for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you open with Cincinnati, a game they're going to be favored in. Cincinnati's losing a lot, so you think Arkansas wins that game. But then you've got South Carolina, you got to go to A&M, and you've got Alabama.
Yeah, and
all in September.
That could be a 1-3, 0-4 start, realistically. But 1-3 start, more than likely.
Well, you got Missouri State in there, too.
Okay. So, Two and three, three and two, very realistic. But if they start
2-3, here's how October opens up: at Mississippi State, at BYU, at Auburn.
Yeah, BYU, tough game in between two SEC games. What's Rockstar watching tonight? We ask that question every day. It's brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Yes, New Life Art, bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years now. For more information, 1-800-735-2787 or online, check out his incredible work, danielmoorart.com.
At what point do you guys, or have you ever given up on a director or a actor? We're just like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
I never really blame it on either one of those.
Those are the two biggest reasons.
No, I mean, I think it is always script and storylines. Right?
Some directors write.
Yeah, well, I mean, then that's a writing problem. But
Adam Sandler, I gave up a long time ago.
Okay, but say that you were an Adam Sandler fan. Like, I like Adam Sandler. Yeah. Until
so you never liked him.
Yeah,
see?
I can't say that.
And to me, it's almost everything stands on itself.
I got one, and you're probably going this direction, Clint Eastwood. I love Clint Eastwood. I could not watch Cry Macho. I couldn't.
Well, that was, I mean,
watched The Mule and you're like, that's
Mule.
It.
Yeah. And I thought The Mule was good.
It's a good movie, but you could just really see.
You can tell he is really breaking down physically. Yep. And I just don't want to see Clint Eastwood like that.
Well, he's going to be the second thing I mentioned.
And was
today.
A huge fan.
Well, would you rather see him just behind the camera?
Yes.
Would you have watched Cry Macho if it was another actor and Clint Eastwood was directing it?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Maybe.
Probably so.
Adam Sandler.
Clint Eastwood's done some fantastic films.
My point is, it's M. Night Shyamalan. The HBO Max, they're showing Old, his most recent thing, which I think it's a rewritten story. He redid it, reimagined it, about people get lost on this island. And Miles is in it from Lost, if you remember. And kids start just aging. People just start aging. The writing is so bad. And M. Night Shyamalan had a big part in the writing. The acting is so bad. The lines delivered. There's a girl with an accent that's a mother. It is so bad. And that's, I think, I officially given up on M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I can't believe he's still getting paid. Like, I love Sixth Sense. I thought it was really original. Brown's the only person that figured it out before anybody else.
Yes.
I thought The Village was really creative.
Village was good. Signs was really good.
I didn't like Signs.
Unbreakable was great.
I didn't like Unbreakable.
The Lady in the Water.
Did he do the movie where they're trapped in a grocery store, convenience store, and there's a fog? I think it was called the Mist.
That's the Stephen King.
Is that Stephen King?
The Mist, and then there's a movie called The Fog.
Chad says M. Night Shyamalan for him. He said he lost me after The Happening.
Happening was awful with Mark Wahlberg. See, like he's to have so, and he had the one he produced one called Devil, where people were stuck in an elevator. The whole movie was like four people stuck in an elevator.
So basically, he had a grand slam to start his career, then was a career.
He had some great follow-ups, but then it's just don't write.
Don't write
anymore.
Patrick says Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler were great in the 90s, but nothing after that for him.
That's true.
Lunsford always does this from the back road. I didn't hate Old.
Did you think it was a comedy? It was so bad. I want Lance to watch it so bad. See if you can get through. I mean, it's probably 85 minutes long. It is so bad.
Old?
Old.
All right.
Skyler says if you go into it with the right attitude, The Happening is hilarious.
Wow, it's awful.
I don't think it's meant to be a comedy, is it?
It's just so bad.
People are killing themselves.
Skyler says Old is amazing and hilarious as well. So
it's just like, it's kind of like The Room. Like, this is a movie? At 8 p.m. on Access TV, back to Clint Eastwood. I have never, it's a fistful of dollars, I have never in my life seen a Clint Eastwood Western besides Unforgiven.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
That's the best one.
I've never seen Good and the Bad.
There is a
Outlaw Josie Wells?
Yeah. Fistful of Dollars is part of the trilogy of the spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
And they're, I think, one of the great cinematic scenes of all time in Fistful of Dollars, the clock scene. Did you like that, Lance?
I think it's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah, where they're out in the, they're out basically in the corral, and, well, I don't want to spoil it for people. I mean, my God, the movie's been out forever.
I think it's like 64.
Yeah,
it's 60 years.
Yeah, but that's a fantastic scene.
And that's the viewing menu, something I haven't seen. So,
all right. New Life Art bringing you that viewing menu. We appreciate Rockstar every day. One move in the NFL happening as we speak. The Green Bay Packers and Jair Alexander are finalizing a four-year, $84 million contract extension from Adam Schefter at ESPN. $21 million average per year is the highest for any defensive back in the NFL.
Well, he deserves it. You know, a lot of people would say that Jalen Ramsey is probably your best cornerback. A lot of people would have Alexander, number two.
A little Drew Brees talk after Brownie tells us about our friends at Nichols Outfitters.
Jimmy Dunaway right now at Nichols Outfitters. They want to remind you Father's Day is the next big day you need to be concerned about. It is right ahead of us. Nichols Outfitters has got a unique opportunity for a great gift. From now until Father's Day, purchase any Christensen Traverse rifle, and it enters you into a contest to win a Christensen Arms Ranger 22 rifle right alongside it. If you've got an outdoorsman in the household, or if you are that outdoorsman, drop the hint to your family. It's the kind of thing that would bring a smile to your face on Father's Day. Purchase one classic Christensen rifle. Enter to win another. Now, until Father's Day, Nichols Outfitters, I-65 in Pelham.
Eric Church has a lyric that says, "I believe that Jesus is coming back before she does." Breezes coming back was a headline this weekend in the National Football League. What's going on here, LT? Is this real? Is Drew Brees really thinking about a comeback?
No, no. There's no way Drew Brees is going to come back. I think this was made in jest. He's just basically throwing a bunch of things out there that he could possibly be doing.
It does look like he may have lost his NBC job, yeah, if you believe reports.
That's been widely reported that he's out at NBC. Yeah. They did not like his development.
They said it was a mutual decision. I seriously doubt that. But the last time we saw him on the field, he threw three interceptions. And I told you guys, going back to the 2018 NFC Championship game, I just think he's lost a lot of arm strength. I guess the question is, are there 32 quarterbacks better on the planet right now than Drew Brees? And I would say they probably are.
You think there are 32 better than Drew Brees? Because okay,
I think you had two in college that are better than Drew Brees,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but
now
you got to go, okay, is there 32 brains, quarterback brains, that are better than Drew Brees? And then you ask the question, can his body perform anymore? Because I think his brain, I would want his brain
absolutely
to be back in the National Football League at a lot of places.
This is Peyton Manning, right? So you're saying, like, Peyton Manning in that last Super Bowl he was in.
That's right.
Could barely get the ball down the field, but he was still quarterbacking with Peyton Manning's brain.
That's right.
And Drew Brees has that.
But I think Drew Brees was in that Peyton Manning situation. New Orleans had a really good defense a couple of years ago, and that was a really good New Orleans team that he threw three picks in that game. That was the Peyton Manning then. So I think he's obviously declined more over the last couple of years. I don't think there's any chance he comes back.
I would be stunned.
Me too.
I don't know if he's kidding, if he's just having fun, or if he's trying to polish his exit at NBC, because he was the analyst for the Notre Dame games.
And which I always thought was a weird fit.
It was a weird fit, a Purdue guy doing Notre Dame games. Seems like Joe Theismann is your obvious choice there. Just go get Joe Theismann to do it, but what do I know? So he was analyst for the Notre Dame games and was doing the studio show.
Yeah.
And they thought, Jim, he is a potential replacement for Collinsworth if he ever moves on, but he had not developed to that level.
And Collinsworth didn't move
on. Yeah.
So why would you spend the money that you're having to pay Brees for a guy that's not there? The New York Post, the one reporting that Brees would not be working for NBC in 2022. And then he takes that tweet and retweets and says, "Despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, he's got a couple of good products. Walk-ons, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy John's, that's a pretty good sub.
Yep.
So if I was him, I'd just count my money. I'd probably retire, watch football on the couch. But I would ask you this. If Tom Brady wouldn't have come back, would you want Drew Brees as your quarterback?
No, I would want Jimmy G as my quarterback before I would Drew Brees.
I agree.
Just because, I mean, if I could put Drew Brees' brain inside Jimmy G, that'd be a little different, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, Drew Brees has got one of the great brains of football. So, you, honest to goodness, there is no, in the full 32, Lance, you don't think there's one quarterback Drew Brees would start in front of this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to start with New Orleans, because to think he's coming back for a different team would be asinine, I think.
Yeah,
so.
But Jameis Winston, and Dennis Allen said as much. He's like, you know, I don't think Drew Brees is being serious about this.
Right, I don't think so either.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's a better quarterback right now.
Yeah. Much better arm. His decision-making has gotten better. And they add Jarvis Landry over the weekend.
Oh, I think New Orleans is going to be a tough out.
Yeah, and they've added Matthew to the other side.
Seattle.
Yeah, that would be the next place you go, because Pete Carroll, everyone respects Pete.
Okay, so you've got Geno Smith and Drew Lock.
Yeah, you wouldn't start Drew Brees in front of Geno Smith or Drew Lock.
Yeah,
I would.
But look, are you going to come back and play again if you're going to go 5-12, 6-11,
no,
even with Drew Brees? That's what that team's going to go.
Yeah.
And again, I think this was a playoff him leaving NBC. I don't think he could seriously be considering this right now.
This covers up the fact that it makes it look like I'm leaving NBC on my terms.
That's right.
It was mutual, because I wanted to see if I can go again in the National Football League, and I needed to train first and not be worried about broadcasting. And then I'll decide whether I'm going to play or not.
If I decide not, let me just lay out for you all the things I got going on in my life with my kids, my business, golf, you know, all these things. NBC was just getting in the way. I mean, that's what you do here.
Well, NBC figured he was going to be the next Tony Romo. And now Fox is doing this with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I assume Brady will be good.
Well, it's a gamble. I assume he will, but I don't know.
I'm going to watch anyway. I watch Aqib Talib. He's maybe the worst. I respected him as a cornerback, but watching him on these broadcasts, he's...
I mean, if your team is playing, you'll fight through a lot from the announcers to watch them.
Yeah, including turning down the sound and turning up your local radio broadcast.
Yes, I like to watch the Dolphins with the sound down and Eli up.
Champions Boxing likes to have you inside the boxing arena there if you're trying to train your mind and your body a little differently than most places. It's right there on Highway 119 and Highway 31 at the corner there behind the Purple Onion in Pelham. It is Champions Boxing. Fitness and competition training using the fundamentals of boxing. They'll help you reach your fitness goals. Again, this is a mental and physical training session you'll get. It trains the mind and the body for ages 7 and up. It's not a fight club, but they do use the sport of boxing there to get you in shape. Call them up, 205-358-8176, 358-8176, or just stop by the gym and check them out. It's right again at the corner of Highway 119, Highway 31 in Pelham, behind the Purple Onion. That's right off the I-65 amphitheater exit. Easy drive from a lot of your homes. 6 USA Boxing certified trainers there. The training will improve your confidence and your discipline. You can also check them out and see some pictures on Facebook as well. Champions Boxing AL, Champions Boxing AL. Much more with what's going on in college football as we roll on at 11 o'clock. FanDuel's got some college football betting lines that Brown's going to walk us through, and we'll play pick a winner. I love doing that. That's all still to come today right here on TNR.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Wayne's Pest Control is taking pest control to the next level. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. Keep your home pest-free and rodent-free with Wayne's proprietary Smart System. Smart is a digital, eco-friendly rodent monitoring solution that tells Wayne's you have an unwanted mouse or rodent before you even know about it. Wayne's Smart Service professionals will proactively set up an appointment to take care of that problem, keeping your family and pets safe and healthy. And right now, get $60 off Smart Pest Service with the offer code TNR. Let Wayne's create your happy place. 866-WAYNES1 or call Wayne's.com.
Remember the name Way to Wellness if you're battling weight loss in your life. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round. There was a time I was over 216 pounds until Way to Wellness helped me lose 45 pounds, and now for over 2 years, they've helped me keep that weight off. Here's their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. That's a great name for a website because there's no cookie-cutter plan. Everything is designed specifically for you. No contract, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free at Way to Wellness.
Summer is here, and that means it's moving season. Whether you are looking for the perfect home or you need to sell yours, Holly Mack Wilson can do it all. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, and let her work for you. Holly Mack Wilson, your dream home expert, 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor you can always depend on.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe, homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemphill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemphill Services is a locally owned and operated independent Trane dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemphill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemphill Services. It's hard to stop a Trane. 205-229-2090. Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live will share the latest interviews and videos from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and campuses all over the college landscape. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Live daily show. Jim, Lance, and Ryan will share their thoughts. And remember, you can always see the old shows on the Next Round Live YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, and don't forget to comment. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. It's Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemphill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemphill Services is a locally owned and operated independent Trane dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemphill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemphill Services. It's hard to stop a Trane. 205-229-2090.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
Back with you on the Next Round. Legion FC in action Wednesday night at Protective Stadium. We look forward to them back in action. BHMLegion.com for tickets. Happy graduation to all the graduates out there, including Steph Curry, who got his degree over the weekend from Davidson 13 years later. It's always good to see the athletes go back.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing when you think about it, how much money that guy's made.
Brown will rejoin us after Rockstar tells us about his guy, Adam Mestre.
Adam Mestre at MD Realty is a third-generation realtor who was born and raised right here in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Did you know that buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make? So make sure you're using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or looking for your forever home, Adam can help. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
We were talking Twister earlier. Twister, an American classic, says many of you on Twitter. We appreciate that so much. Wednesday, 50 days until the start of the World Games. Wednesday is 50 days. With that in mind, one of the events coming to Birmingham at Bowell Auditorium, Ryan Brown is a sumo wrestler today.
Oh, my. Sumo wrestlers wear New Balance.
You do if you're sponsored here. Brownie, I'm making everyone happy on the third floor.
I don't really carry the weight.
Oh, you don't carry the weight? It's inflatable? Come on in, man. Have a seat.
I feel a little movement.
Brownie in a sumo suit. We're going to do a little sumo wrestling. We're figuring it out, either live in the show or later on after the show. We'll send you the video. You can give up sitting down, my man.
No, I got to see it.
You can give up sitting down. You're like Krumpus on the backside there.
That's going to work.
That wasn't bad. Are you actually in there? That's good. I like that.
I can't get to my microphone.
Yeah.
Lose weight.
There you go. This is not a weight of wellness ad there, but sumo wrestling's coming part of the World Games, 50 days away coming up, and we're going to get Brown and LT in this little outfit later on. They're going to butt heads, see who ends up winning this thing.
LT said his neck hurts today.
His neck. Last week we didn't do it because of your calves.
I know.
No.
I don't think LT wants to do this.
First of all, how did I get voted to do it? Why are you not doing it?
I'm going to a doctor's appointment. I don't get an opportunity to do it.
Oh,
Dunaway, that doctor's appointment you didn't know about till recently.
And I've got somebody coming up here.
I know.
See, nobody wants to do this. I am the only one on this show that's willing to have fun at the expense of myself.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, if we do it during the show, can you do it during the show? If we find a place to do it live in this show?
We do it sometime in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay. Lunsford, can you find us a place to sumo wrestle?
But why can't you do it during the show?
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Appointment.
Okay. I'll be glad to. I was going to say we can do a little bracket. Like, we'll draw between Rockstar, me, you, and Brown, and we'll have semifinals and then finals.
So we're just going to switch the suit back and forth? That's great. Yeah, that's going to be great.
A lot of fun. We're going to do a bracket it out?
You think Brown's the first one to wear this suit?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think so.
You think that they've been clean since the last time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. Did we?
Man has no nipples.
Or belly button.
Yeah.
Did we borrow this suit from that bar that went out of, that shut down?
What was the name of that place? Atomic.
Atomic?
Atomic?
Yeah.
We don't know where we got it from.
I was hanging out with somebody. They were dressed as a squirrel one time.
I had a friend that wore. I think they had a dolphin. Did they have a dolphin?
Did you ever dress up when you went in there?
It was a fish.
Not that I remember.
Seriously, to go to that bank is rough.
Last time I was there was friends from CBS 42. My friend Lee Garner was in there. She dressed as something. Somebody else dressed as something. And they said, what are you going to dress as? And I said, I'm going to be the dirty old man.
Actually, you wear well.
Good job.
I was the oldest guy there. I'll just be that guy.
I don't know if they just sprayed something that smelled good on the costumes, but they smelled like they were clean.
So they had a good odor.
Yeah, that was a really cool bar. I can't believe they went under.
Me either. I think COVID got them. Atomic.
Yeah. Atomic, yeah.
And I assume I saw a story they were going out. I assume they did finally go out of business.
I think Lunsford is going to be a massive favorite if he gets in one of these.
Lunsford?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was keeping it to the four of us. I didn't want, Forrester has a little country strong in him, and Lunsford's going to bounce us around the room.
Yeah.
I didn't want to lose, even though I don't think I would win anyway. How do you win in this?
I don't really know. I don't know how to do
sumo.
Do
you just get knocked down?
You knock him moving up a circle.
Yeah.
There's a big circle, and the first one that's full body out of the circle, you lose.
Oh, so is that how we're going to do it?
I don't know. y'all can do rock, paper, scissors for all I care.
50 days on Wednesday from the World Games coming to Birmingham. And by the way, if you're downtown anytime recently, they're trying to repave the whole city in the final 50 days.
We're going
to
get there, Jim. We're going to get there, yeah.
They've put cones up everywhere. We're repaving the whole city of Birmingham in 50 days. They're working on that. Redmont Vodka and Distilling, the official vodka of not only the next round,
but of the World Games.
Yeah, pick up a bottle today. Redmont Vodka, locally owned and operated. Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind it. Their aim, clarity and taste, color and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish, doesn't have a harsh aftertaste, 8 times distilled and available at your local package and ABC stores.
I swear, when I... You'd be a good mascot, by the way.
That's what I see Big Al do. He does that. Yeah. It kind of looks freaky when you're...
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, he does do that. He does do that a lot.
Yep. What's up with the hat? Like, what is... is that supposed to be a ponytail?
It's
a
hair,
man bun?
Yeah, he's a man bun.
Well, and they do
have, like a pacifier. Yeah.
But they do have colors on it.
It's so like a ring pop.
So you can tell it's red or blue. I mean, who you're betting on.
Oh, yeah, we do, because my belt is red.
Yep. As you can see. It's not a belt. It's a thong. It's a thong.
A lot of material.
How big are most sumo wrestlers? Like 400?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
They'll have different classifications on 2 different days at Bowel Auditorium coming up. You can go to the World Games and check out the websites and the fighting coming up.
This thing's hot.
Yep. Well, the more you move.
Yep. Well, I mean, I got to entertain
the audience. Mental
note,
don't wear the red one later on. You'll be like wearing Chandler's underwear after Joey's put them on. Top of the hour when we come back, Brown's going to take the suit off and do betting lines for us for college football and a lot more still to come on the show. This is The Next Round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.